Portable Southeast is in its second year as a collaboration between the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and community centers throughout the region. There are 29 art pieces by 23 artists this year, a mix of paintings, watercolors, photography, and textile art. One of the artists include Grace Wolf of Petersburg, who is a painter and jewelry maker. Others come from Juno, Gustavus, Ketchikan, Tenneke Springs, Haines, and Thorne Bay. Jeannie Arnold is the director of Ringles Nolan Center, which is in its first year hosting the exhibit. She says the exhibit connects our communities together through art, since it's made by artists who live in Southeast Alaska.
As we were unpacking this guy, this is titled The Coffee Crab by Robert Bo Anderson. It's acrylic on plywood, and it's this bright colored Dungeness crab who's sipping a cup of coffee. The colors are brilliant. He really does a great job at the texture.
Arnold says she also wants to highlight a raven tail weaving of a set of headphones and a woven iPad by Juneau-based Alaska Native artist Lily Hope. She is taught internationally and is both a raven's tail and Chilkat weaver.
It's titled Pandemic Babysitter, attached to a little device here, which is something that I think a lot of us parents, if we went through the pandemic, will definitely attest to. This little piece came in handy. So just kind of a funny little piece, but also it's beautiful and just kind of a representation of the times, I think, that we lived through.
Some of the art is for sale, with prices ranging from $25 to $3,000. Rochelle Bonnet is the gallery manager at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and the project manager for the traveling exhibit.
So the idea of Portable Southeast, in terms of a theme, is that it is an art exhibit that celebrates life on the coast.
She says they launched the exhibit in 2022. This year, it will visit six communities, which are Wrangell, Sitka, Skagway, Juneau, Kodiak, and Haines.
Our hope is to expand this exhibit out beyond Southeast Alaska and try to make it more open to any artist that's living in a coastal community and any community that's living in a coastal community. So that's kind of the path that we're headed down.
Bennett says that the Juno Arts and Humanities Council invites people from different Southeast Alaska communities to curate future exhibits. She says this year they had artists from Craig, Juno, and Cordova who helped select the artwork. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.